Shvius, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes, 4-9. We've already discussed the minimum amount of development that apply to the fig, and then we had the grape, where one consumes them at one point where it's considered ready to be not so premature that it's wasting the food and therefore permitted on Shvius. Now we discuss the different stages of development for olives and when they can be used or eaten and not be considered to be wasting. So we have first, when it comes to zeisim, when it comes to olives, mishachnisu revius lasa, when there's enough oil in the olives such that for a sa again is their standard large measurement, it works out to being roughly 12 liters. We think of it as a six-pack of two-liter bottles. So, yeah. When you have enough oil in those 12 liters of olives to produce a revius, which means a quarter literally, is a quarter of a lug. Think of the size of a standard Kiddush cup. In this year, we peg it at approximately 125 milliliters. Okay, so half of a standard drinking cup, it's very small. That much oil in a whole saw worth of olives is sufficient that the olives are, there's something enough to them, they're developed enough, that potseya va'ochel besadeh, one can crack them open, like with a rock or something, in the field when he's picking olives, or he's working the fields, and eat them with his bread out there, and that's not considered to be wasting the food, it's still marginally edible. That was the way they did it. I'm not exactly sure how or why, but being potseya, banging up the olive, let's say with a rock, somehow makes it more palatable. Olives in general are incredibly bitter, and I can only imagine that a unripe or barely ripe olive is at all edible by our standards, but in the case in the time of the Mishnah, they managed. So that was really enough of development to be able to eat it smashed on the rock in the field. Hichnisu chatzelug, once there's a half of a lug, so the previous standard was the quarter lug, now up to half of a lug, meaning 250 cc, one cup of olive oil in the saw out of 12 liters of olives. So then, kosesh v'sach besadeh. You also could grind up the olives and then take the oil that comes out from the grinding and use that as some like a emollient or, you know, for oil for anointing your skin. Meaning that previously, at the previous standard of one revius, a quarter of a lug, 125 cc per saw, that liquid in the olives is so insufficient. It's insufficient. It doesn't have the properties that you need to really have the benefits of using, you know, for moisturizing your skin, etc. But at once it's that much more developed and there's a half of a lug, 250 cc per saw, then already it's effective as a skin softener or emollient or protectant. And that being the case, you're allowed to use the olive oil in the field as a on your hands. As we said before, sach, sicha, anointing is a legitimate use of peros shvius, of course, once it's effective, and that's only at that level. Hichnisu shlish, once they get to a third, now obviously it doesn't mean a third of a lug, because a third of a lug would be out of sequence. We had a quarter and a half, a third would be going the wrong direction. Here what it means is a third, according to the Bartanura, either a third of their full ripening on the tree, or they contain enough oil to reach the third of the total oil they would be able to produce if they were left to go to full ripeness, meaning olives produce oil much more. It could be even like 20% plus minus of the olive is used for oil. So you'd have whatever the numbers shake out to be. It doesn't matter. The point is, at that point of a third of development or a third of oil, it could be. Now, kosish besadeh, you can, if you want to, you eat them in the field by, you know, grinding them up, or v'chonis l'soch beso, you can actually bring them in the house, meaning now this is already sufficiently developed, you can bring them home and eat them in a normal way and use them for pickling olives, etc., etc. That's fine at one third of their development. V'chein k'yotze behem shar shnei shavua, that same degree of development, meaning a third of the development, either a third of the total ripening of the fruit or a third of the oil that it would ultimately could produce. At that point, in other years of the seven-year cycle, that's when chayavim b'maisras. That's the earliest time that if one takes maisras, takes tithes from such olives, such a tithe would be effective. Meaning prior to that stage of called onus on maisras, but before that stage of a third of development, it's too premature. These aren't really considered to be edible, sufficient to the point that if you actually did take tithing, we'd say no, ineffective. You have to wait till they ripen further. Ushar kol peros elon, for all other fruits, tree fruits, ka onasan lamasras ken onasan l'shvius. There is a recipe for how, at what point various fruits have reached a third of their development, which is listed in the first chapter of Maestras. And the same way that's the earliest stage that one can take Maestras for, that's also the earliest stage that one can eat them in the Shemitah year, not be considered to be wasting them. The idea being that they're marginally ripe, sufficiently ripe at a third of development, that one who is in great need could eat them, and they're considered to be food, and therefore they're edible to some minimal degree, and therefore not wasting when you eat them in Shvius, and if you take tithing at that point, it's effective. That's the halacha, but halacha lamaisa, many poskim are strict and say nowadays nobody in their right mind, no one that we've ever met, would possibly eat olives at this early stage of ripening, and someone that's just too bitter, and same with other fruits. And therefore, halacha lamaisa, really one should be machmir in the Shemitah year and not eat unripe fruit, and really you should wait till they're really properly ripened as we would eat them under normal circumstances in this day and age, to be sure you're not wasting the fruit according to our standards at this time.